Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home. We are brought to you by SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitment and reliability, visit scrfence.com. Flower Power at the Ozone, Native Plant Nursery and Resource Center. For a sustainable lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook, theozonehv.com, and Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com. Sam Ward is here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. We're going the gamut here. We started off with annuals and then the greenhouse, where I saw a coleus standard. I saw several. I've never seen in my life a coleus standard. It was very cool. Pottery sale going on, all kinds of stuff for tick. I want to say it was tick deterrence, but with the deer for a deterrent.
For your body, for your clothes, for your lawn, wherever.
So Berry Mania, you were talking about, you never know what it's going to be.
And I never know what's going to be the most popular things every year. And I think blueberries are just, we can't keep up. There's, everybody wants blueberries this year. And I mean, I think if you think about all the fruits and edibles we sell, they're probably one of the easiest ones you can do. And, all the prices in the grocery store, I'm sure, is influencing that at least a little bit. I think I was looking at, and just in the grocery store, my daughter loves all the berries, like the raspberries, blueberries, and everything. And like looking at a little package of organic raspberries, and it was like $10.99. I was like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, you can buy a plant.
That's part of it is my assumption. But yeah, blueberries we can't keep up with. So that is
another great plant.
They're so easy and they give you the nice fall color. They just need a little acid fertilizer like Holly Tone every season, for at least for the first few years. They shape up pretty nicely. I think they're an all around pretty good plant. They don't mind some moisture, which is nice.
Yeah. I like blueberries. Even if the birds get them all, they're a great plant.
It reminds me of like going out and picking blueberries at like the lakes around the area or trails that I knew about as a kid, and then going home with grandma and making a pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was always my favorite.
Oh gosh. So, shrubs. I mean, great time to plant. Great time to plant at any shrub.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the hot shrubs coming up this time of year is going to be, I know I already mentioned the mountain laurel, the calycanthus. This is one you can predict every year, is all the hydrangeas obviously are going to be really popular. So we don't need to get into that because everybody's already on board that train.
They did a big dieback this winter too.
It was an amazing winter to see all these oddities happen. Yeah.
When I pruned them back early on, I didn't think it was going to be, I thought it was going to have some bloom up like, I mean, some foliage up like a foot. And I went back and no, it's all coming out of the ground.
Yeah, I feel like the panicle family hydrangeas might bloom on the later side this year at this pace. It's my guess. I was just thinking about, we've been talking about so many smells and colors and things.
Mock orange.
Mock orange is coming up.
I love my mock orange. It's a wild plant.
We've tried a couple of new ones this year. I can't really remember the names of them because we've been trying to explore a lot of them that we get, the cultivars that we're able to get now don't tend to be as sweet smelling as they're acclaimed for and prized for. And so we're trying a few new ones to try and find some really nice ones.
Yeah, I have a straight species that I got from your Uncle Greg
nice.
Years and years ago. And it's really fragrant.
Yeah.
Gosh, and my calycanthus.
Do you like it? Is it budded up and blooming?
My
Ours are,
calycanthus?
yeah.
Oh, my calycanthus is, oh, yeah, it smells like cantaloupes every time I open my door. Plant it by your door. Plant it by the first window that you open during the season. Oh, my gosh. It's a great one.
Been a great year for the smells. Got clethras coming up too, which has also got a nice sweet smell to it as well. I always loved the pink ruby spice, but I like them all, to be honest. Not great smelling, but always really popular this time of year is the tri-colored willows too. Those are coming in and looking really good. The Nishiki willows, those are always a pretty popular coming up.
That's a very interesting plant because if you have one and it is totally out of control, you can cut it to the ground and it will come back. I had w one that I ha somebody's like something big fell on it, and it was like, oh no, there went the Nishiki willow. When you cut it down to the ground, and my friend said, well, what are we going to put there? I said, we're not going to have to put anything there. Just, walk back in your kitchen. Next time you come out, it'll be like 5 feet. But, in a year, it's 10 feet tall again. So if the, and I was always staggered to see another friend who had kind of a hedge of them cut all the way to the ground every year. And then by midsummer, he had like a 3 foot hedge of Nishiki.
Nice.
I mean, can't kill it.
No, it's not an easy one to kill. What else is popping right now? Is there anything else on your mind?
Anything else on my mind? I don't know. I'm in love with the double file viburnum.
Yeah, I love that too.
I'm in love with any viburnum pretty much. They've been going straight through. Even if you missed the was the Bodenense or the Carlisi.
Yeah.
They're both, I think they're both over, right? Mine are.
They should be over by now, but all the double files are in play. You could always go like the summer snowflake, which is a double file that just reblooms throughout the summer, which is pretty nice. We have the popcorn double file viburnum in stock, which is one that only grows to 4 or 5 feet. So if space is an issue, that's a nice one. So the double files can be anywhere mature size of 4 feet to like 12 to 15 feet on some of the larger ones. So
Yeah, mine's been out there for a while. I planted mine as a bare root plant, like, I don't know, 20 years ago. It's like 20 feet tall. Like, oh my gosh. It's just things want to live,
There's someone in my neighborhood who has like maybe their front yard looks like it might be a little less than a half an acre, and he must have 30 years ago decided he loved them and planted like 15 of them, and so his entire yard is just double filed by Burnham.
I mean, it's like some people do that with Forsythia. I'd rather see double file viburnum. Just like, and fruit trees, get them in now.
Yeah, and if you haven't gotten yours yet, get them now because I believe we're not really the only garden center that kind of focuses on that as more of a spring planting based on availability and things like that more so than summer. We can probably special order you something if you miss the boat early, but yeah, earlier the better on the fruit trees.
I know it's so much fun to walk through. I say, you've got to get into your local garden center independently owned, like every 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I mean, if you can only come once in a while, I would say middle, end of May, first week of June, that's like the ultimate times. You got all the grasses are just starting to come in. The summer perennials that you remember from last summer are just starting to come in. We got peak inventory on all your herbs, vegetables. Like you and Carlene were talking about the annual greenhouse is just like every single day it's being refilled and all sorts of new things coming in. We got the citrus, all the shrubs, like It is just peak availability. It doesn't mean we have every single thing because it's not really possible to have all at once, but right now is like ultimate time to just hang words and look around and find something that you never knew about.
I love shopping this time of year, and I love being in the checkout line and looking at other people's carts. There's so many good ideas on other people's carts. So don't get so intense on your own cart that you're not looking to see what other people are putting together, because I've seen some really good combinations go by that made me rethink, what am I going to do here? I always do the same thing. Maybe I'll mix it up. And then, sure enough, there goes a cart that's like, oh boy, okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I mean, it's a like a the risk of frost is essentially, I mean, usually we recommend Memorial Day, but it looks pretty much like the coast is clear for planting a lot of annuals. It looks warm. I did hear last week there was a little bit of a like there's a little bit of frost on the ground, some of the more hilly towns in the Berkshires Monday night. Yeah, but
We did good, and always save my old sheets. You can go throw your old sheets over something if you have to.
yep.
There you go. So we're out of time, Sam. Thank you so much. You get to go back out there and unload another truck.
Fingers crossed. We've done a lot today. Hopefully not.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's just really, really great. So we're out of here, and yeah, go shopping. All our advertisers are fabulous people when they have fabulous stuff, and now is the moment. So, Garden Show and Home brought to you by Four Winds Farm. Four Winds Farm is in Gardner, New York, fourwindsfarmny.com. Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. And Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment, on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. We're out of here. Have a great week.